Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Beth Walsh Erickson in the studio today with my friend and partner, Lee Kimball. How are you today, Lee?
You know, I am well. It's so nice that as soon as that music comes on and you say that little intro, inevitably a smile comes to my face. It's just wonderful.
It is time, as Mufasa would say, the Lion King. It is time for the radio show. Yeah, today I thought we would talk about something a little bit different, but I want to approach it from a different angle. All of us deal with our issues with other people.
Well, because we're in relationship by nature.
Hopefully we are. Some of us aren't in relationship, sadly. Lee, Some of us are listening to the radio right now, and they haven't left the house in a long time. Yeah. And if that's one of you, I'm so glad you're listening to us. We're going to talk today about something that might seem a little foreign to you. But listen anyway, because some of the little things we'll talk about might make you say, oh, yeah, I remember that. And I can still do that. And instead of talking about family, I was thinking about family dynamics or family dysfunction or all these different things. Because, you know, our partner, Kimberly Aquino, do you know her?
Do I know her? You mean our volunteer coordinator?
She is something else, isn't she? She not only she does the coordination for our volunteers. She also makes sure that our radio show is posted on our Facebook page and in the media.
As well as one of the most high-energy, consistently positive people I know.
She is a terrific woman, isn't she?
She is. A ball of fire.
Yeah, she's something else. You know, that's one of the things we've talked about lately is being part of a team. If you're part of a team, it could be a family. It could be a team at work. It could be, I guess it could be people that play softball or tennis on the weekends or something. But being part of a team is just part of being human. Now, you might not always say team, but that's the word we're going to use today just to give it a little different twist. And if you're anxious about worrying about your own family dysfunction or the problems you're having at work or that crazy guy that shows up for softball every week and he's been drinking and it's insane that he even comes or whatever it is. This will give it a little different slant.
Yeah, a new perspective.
So the question I ask is, you always hear this sentence, is it true or false? There is no I in team.
Oh, well, you know, I believe team is made up of a bunch of I's.
I agree. That's exactly what I always say, too.
Oh, I got it right.
You did good. I believe there are a number of I's in team. And if you don't know and celebrate your own gifts and talents, are you really bringing your best to the team?
Well, and the thing you just made me think of is in relationship, let's say, I don't want to say romantic relation, but man, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend. There was a time in my life, and I've known other people that have thought one and one make one.
Right.
You know, and one make two, because if you have two people trying to make a whole person or a person trying to make a whole person by finding somebody else to complete them, no, if you each come to the table as an individual, you can share and make a team.
Absolutely. It's really important that we're able to do that. It's really important that we're able to go out on our own and then come back and bring what we get. You know, some of the best stuff you get is from somebody else.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think some of the best is as you start to seek and as you want to grow in your own life and progress and live a happier, more full, be a more whole person, as you long for that and as you work toward that.
As you seek.
As that goes on, you start to use the experience and strength of other people so that you don't have to repeat what they did. Like, I don't have to go get arrested for driving my car in through a store window because I was ticked at the store, or they screwed me up, or they hurt me, or they stole money, or they ripped me off, or they sold me something they knew was broken, or whatever the heck it is. You know, it could be many different things. But I don't have to drive my car into a store window because I've heard of other people that have done that.
But as
and
with,
I don't want to get what they got.
Yeah, but as with so many other things, you know, there are two ends to the same thing. And at the same time, if I hear somebody's experience that has yielded a positive result, I can emulate that as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, as you go out into the world and you start to live and build relationships with other people, one of the things, think of yourself as the manager of your own life. So in a way, you're a boss of your own life. Is that true?
You're fired.
That's what it should be sometimes, but yeah, we don't always fire ourselves so quickly.
I have put myself on probation.
Okay, but so a boss works hard to attract and maintain talent.
Yes, absolutely.
A boss tries to create a workplace that promotes success. You know, your boss wants you to be successful so that the whole business is successful, so in turn, the boss is successful.
And to promote teamwork.
Absolutely. This person wants to help you develop as whatever you are, whether you're a customer care expert or you're a teacher or you're a daughter. Or you're a wife, or a husband, or a brother.
I remember a quote, and I believe it was from Martin Luther King, and I don't remember the details of it, but it was something along the lines of, whatever you do, do it to your best. If you're a janitor, be the best janitor you can be. You know, whatever you do, try and be your best at it.
That's a wonderful quote. That's nice. That's a nice
thought.
I
have to look it up.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, that person, that boss, so to speak, your employer, your manager, whatever you want to call it, he's like your coach, and that person's interested in your growth and the enlargement of your prospects, because that's what successful bosses do. Are you doing that for yourself? Are you looking for that in your own life? You know, do you want to help yourself develop as a designer, as a son, as a friend, as whatever it is you do for a living? Are you working for your best interest? So to be a part of a successful team, there has to be connection. If you're sitting at home today, and we were talking to you earlier when we first started and we were kidding, you know, some of you haven't left the house in a long time. Is there another way you can interact with people? Maybe leaving the house is hard for you. Maybe physically it's you're not able to. We feel for you.
But you don't have to isolate.
Yeah, we still need you. We still need you. I know you can't leave your house, but we still need your input. We still need your impact in this world. And we still need your experience, strength, and hope. Maybe you're the one who drove into the store window. Maybe you're the one we need to hear from when we're talking about how to deal with anger.
Hey, I found that quote. Can I read it real quick?
Oh, I'd love it.
It is by Martin Luther King Jr., and it says, if a man is called to be a street sweeper, he should sweep streets even as a Michelangelo painted, or Beethoven composed music, or Shakespeare wrote poetry. He should sweep streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will pause to say, here lived a great street sweeper who did his job well.
That's nice.
I love that.
That is nice, yeah. So that's what we're talking about. What are you called to do? You know, whether you're out in the world day in and day out, whether you're sitting at home, what are you called to do? There are people that could be impacted by your life. Be part of our team. This is like the big team, you know, the team universe or something, or it could be team wherever you are. Are you in Vero Beach? We're in Vero Beach, Florida. Team Vero Beach, Florida. You can start there. You can start even smaller. Team family. You can start even smaller. Team me and Scruffy, you know, whatever it is. Maybe it's just team me. But you have to start because we need you.
Well, we don't want to settle to do without you, and we don't want you to settle to not be part, to not be connected.
Right. We can put the hand of encouragement out, but if you don't take it, there's nothing we can do about it. We just lose out. And you think you're losing out, or you think you're just calling your own shots. I'm telling you, you're robbing us of you. Mm. You're robbing us of the wonderful qualities that you do bring to this world. And you do have them, whether you see them or not. Today we're going to talk about team building. We're going to talk about things that teams do, but we're going to talk about what individuals do to be good in a team.
Yeah.
That's going to make a big difference.
To make the team effective.
Yes. We're going to take a little short break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to you. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to the Beth Wee Radio Hour. Don't forget to check in at www.bethwee.com for more insights and information on how to connect in this big, crazy world. www.bethwee.com gives you dates of upcoming seminars, video teachings for those seeking recovery, tools for finding peace of mind, and Beth's blog, Thoughts to Challenge Your Complacent Thinking. Next time you're online, check out www.bethwee.com. Look for us on Facebook as well. We want you to live your priorities.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Beth Walsh Erickson in the studio today with Lee Kimball, and we're talking about team building. Okay, not really. We're talking about being one of a team. You're on our team. Whether you know it or not, you're on my team. I picked you. I pick you. You remember when you were a kid and they had picked teams and you stood there waiting to get picked, or you got picked right away depending on what the team was for, if you were good at it or not good at it?
Well, I was big. I was a large, chubby person when I was a child. So if it was something that was a contact sport, I was first.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't, I was last.
Yeah. Mine was academics. If it was like an academic team, yeah, they wanted Beth on their team. And if it was, well, I could play a few sports well. And that's really because that was one of my
tools.
One of the things I did. If I wasn't good at something naturally, I didn't pursue it.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately. Because I could have really expanded my horizons if I was just a little more open-minded as a child. But unfortunately, that's it. You know, we're talking today, though, about connection through other people, how we interact with other people. I'm playing with the word team. You know, they said, you know, there is no I in team. Yeah, there's a bunch of I's, all of us.
Teams are made of I's.
You and me, we're each one of us a member of a team. And this team is even just our community. And sometimes people don't know how to be on a team because they don't know what they're bringing to the team. Do you think that's true? Do you think people like kind of fall back and they just say, oh, not me. I don't have anything to bring.
I think people sometimes will find it more comfortable to believe lies that of lack of sufficiency or lack of adequacy rather than to open their mind to, you know, we spoke last week about gots and knots. Mm-hmm. They'll focus more on their knots than their gots.
Right. So how about if we list some wonderful gifts and talents today? I'm going to do a list of them. And those of you listening, I want you to open your mind and recognize that some of them are yours.
Yeah.
You might want to sit back and say, no. But I'm telling you, I'm going to read a good list. I want you to find at least three. At least three.
Open the mind.
I'd rather if you had 13 or 20, but at least three, okay? Because these are things that are wonderful talents and gifts that people have. And maybe you haven't recognized that we see these as gifts or that the universe sees them as gifts. As you bring your gift to community, that's one of the gifts. So here's some of the things. So find some things you see in yourself. You ready?
I am ready.
Okay, excuse me. You're a quick thinker. You're creative. You're laid back. You're active. You're honest. You're caring. You're an optimist. You're dependable. You're intelligent. You're loyal. You're friendly. You're calm in chaos. You're computer savvy. You're patient. Hmm. You have an eye for color. You're tolerant. You're health conscious. You're funny. You're a good listener. You're a good teacher. You're compassionate. You have people skills. You're a volunteer. You're a hard worker. You're good with children. You're good with the elderly. You're good with your own age group. You're musical. You're organized. You are detail-oriented. You're flexible. Pretty good list?
It is a good list, and it can go on and on.
It could go on. I could sit here for the rest of the hour and just list things. Because there's so many wonderful gifts and talents that people have. But because they've never quantified them, they don't recognize that they have them.
Now, how about for the folks that believe that they didn't find three?
I want you to open your mind.
Yeah.
Because, you know, these natural talents were given to you by creation.
Yep.
They're not about you, even. It's not about your ego. It's not about, you know, they have a saying in one of the 12-step programs. I'm not sure which one it is, but they say you're an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. So think about that. You're an egomaniac, so all you think about is you.
Well, that's like I heard a friend say, I'm not much, but I'm all I think about.
Yeah. And you have an inferiority complex. Yep. You know, you think the worst of yourself. Now, if you didn't find three from that list, I want you to just take a moment, take a deep breath, breathe in and breathe out. And in the quiet, I want you to just say, to the higher power, to creation, to the God of your understanding, help me know myself better. Mm-hmm. Help me to see myself as you see me, as you created me, not as my distorted vision has allowed me to see.
What a wonderful prayer.
Yeah. You know, these natural talents were given to you on purpose by creation. So don't minimize your gifts. And once you're able to see them, don't minimize them again. Don't let it slip away. Recognizing them is a start, but now you can use them to develop even more deeply. You're the only one who can sell yourself short. You can sell yourself short. But bring your best to this team, to our team, to Team Humanity. Bring your best to our team. That's what we're looking for. You know, when we were talking about some of these, recognizing the gifts, sometimes people see a gift as something that might be a limitation. Have you ever seen that? There was one word on here that jumped out at me immediately.
Okay.
I know that for a lot of people from dysfunctional homes, and that's 90 to 95% of us. So do not feel, don't be, oh, bummer, that's me.
According to some university, that needs research.
I know. It's a university study, that's true.
Yes.
And I don't have it in front of me, and I'm so sorry.
But I'm certain that it is.
I know, but they say 90 to 95% of people today are from dysfunctional homes. So say that you're in that category, and you're not in the 5% that missed it. One of the things that we might learn in a dysfunctional home is to be loyal at all costs. So loyalty we may see as an ace in our poker hand. And really, it's a joker.
If it's unmerited.
Yeah, because loyalty comes with a price. And loyalty, it's important to be loyal. I agree. I think it's a wonderful trait, but not at the hands of abuse, for example. Loyalty has tied people to situations and people and even places that aren't conducive for healthy life.
Well, you know, you say abuse. Another word that comes to mind is exploitation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because so many times loyalty can be exploited.
Right.
You know, you can be taken advantage of.
Right. So that's just one of them. Now, that being said, it doesn't matter that that you it can still be a plus for you.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, even if you have it to that degree, you just have to learn who to be loyal to.
Boundaries.
Yeah, you have to have some safe, sensible, and healthy boundaries.
And you may be able to acquire that experience from interacting with somebody else that is faced the same challenge.
Right. I remember, I'm sure I did I tell this Marianne Williamson story recently on the air? Because I don't want to keep telling the same story. But
it doesn't serve to...
It was years ago. I went to a convention, and Marianne Williamson was one of the speakers. And she was. It was a small group that I was in, and it was maybe 60 people. And she had, and Marianne Williamson has written some wonderful books that have helped people, you know, just really help people get their lives back on track. But this, one of the women in the audience was called up, and Marianne Williamson said, you know, she had called her up, and the woman was hesitant to come up there, but she went up there. And Marianne Williamson asked something about her, and the woman said, well, I have an abusive husband. And Marianne Williamson says, well, she talked about long ago when you were just a little ball of light in the arms of God. You said, okay, well, it's time for me to go down to earth and learn my next lesson. And this other little ball of light said, oh, I'll go with you and help you. And you said, really? And the other little ball of light said, yes, I will. I'll be happy to help you. I'll go too. And she said, your ball of light said, wonderful. Now, how will I recognize you? And the second little ball of light said, well, I'm going to help you learn your lesson. And she said, I know, but I don't know what the lesson is, so how will I recognize you? And the first little ball of light said, well, I'll be your husband, and I'll beat the crap out of you every day until you stand up for yourself and go to safety. And there, just how silent it was just now in here with you. It was like that in the room. People were like, what? What? And the reality is, sometimes people are in our lives for us to learn a lesson. Not more, not less. We don't have to have a reason, but we have to be safe. That's part of our creational stance, is that we were created to try to be safe. Think back to the earliest people that lived and walked the earth. They were striving to be safe.
Well, following instinct.
Yeah. Yeah. So keep it in mind. You know, there's many different things that you'll come across. But some of these wonderful qualities that I just read, we can use them to the other extreme. But they can be beautiful qualities if they're brought back into a wholeness, back into health, back into where they help you seek and do that which you were created to do.
Into balance.
Mm-hmm. Another one, let's say laid back. I use laid back as one of them. Have you known anybody who's so laid back they're not into anything?
Yeah.
They miss out on life. Yeah. That's a simple one. That's a more simple one. The loyal one is tough because it's ingrained in us. Those of us that were raised to be loyal, taught to be loyal as children, it's hard for us to not be loyal, even when we're being abused. Think of a dog, though. A dog that's abused.
Loyal at all costs.
But he'll still cower.
Yeah, oh.
He'll still flinch. He'll still move away.
Yep.
Knowing that he'll get beaten for it.
We adopted a dog once, a beautiful little German Shepherd, and we wound up naming it P-E-A. But we named it P because it had been abused, and every time you would approach it, it would pee.
Oh.
And,
You spelled it wrong, but okay.
Well, we didn't want to name it P-E-E.
Sweet Pea, you could call him,
yes.
Sweet Pea, yeah. Well, you know, it's the reality. We're talking about a lot of things today, but we're talking to you. Stay tuned, because we're going to take a little break for the news. We're going to come back and do our 5-on-5. But come on, be part of this team. We need you. We're talking about team building, community. Stay tuned. We're going to hear some stories, and then we're going to come back and tell you some more.